And we're joined by Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. And Mayor, appreciate your spending some time with us every week here on QATV to let folks know what's going on in the city. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joseph. Crazy times we're in.
It really is. Folks getting to know each other in many different ways, I'm sure, that they hadn't in the past.
Indeed.
Yeah. We should start, I guess, with just an update on the COVID-19 situation here in Quincy right now and where we stand.
Well, I get the stats updates usually once or twice a day. So the stats I'm giving you this morning are from yesterday. We had, as of yesterday, we had 82 confirmed cases. In Quincy, we have had 7 deaths related to the virus. And we've had 22 people that have completely recovered from the virus. You know, the other number that we're watching is we're over 100 now that the health department is monitoring. And they do a nice job with that. Ruth Jones and her staff have been absolutely incredible, as has our fire and police departments, Chief Keenan, Chief Jackson, Brewster Ambulance, Krista Bonner and his team have been phenomenal. The coordination has been tremendous, and everybody's working very, very hard on this. So you know, we continue to monitor it. The governor said yesterday it is the state conference that he thought the surge would be somewhere between April 7th and the 17th. As testing gets more robust, the numbers certainly are growing pretty dramatically. And I think we've all seen on the TV the medical experts showing the various parts of the world where this has occurred or is occurring. There is that bell curve, and we're expecting that bell curve somewhere between the 7th and 17th to peak. So a reminder to people, what we can do to combat this is to avoid transmission, to cut it in its path, to choke it off, and that is connecting with other people. So we encourage people. I know it's frustrating to stay home. I know people want to get out and do things. But if you don't have to be out, please don't be out. We recently at the parks had to cover up all the basketball hoops because there were pickup games going on, and we don't have a problem with people walking or jogging or doing some outside activity to get some exercise, both for physical and mental reasons. We can't have the team play stuff going on because, you have that interaction of potentially transmitting the disease.
Right. And speaking with Health Commissioner Jones, she observed the same thing. She said, especially on Saturday, where the weather was so nice, folks just couldn't resist getting out along the beach. Are there any plans to shut down Wollaston Beach?
I don't know how we do that, Joe. I mean, people just got to smarten up. I mean, when people are walking, a couple that's married together, living together and so forth, that's one thing because they're together all the time. But if you're meeting as a group that you have, you're not in a regular contact with, you shouldn't be doing that. Go for your walk, go for your run, but separate, I'd suggest, use some common sense here, folks, because there's people that are carrying it, may never know they had it, never know they carried it, but they're passing it on to somebody else who passes it on to somebody else who might pass it on to grandma or somebody that has a compromised immune system. So nobody does it intentionally, but as every expert has said, the answer to this is to shut it down in its path, to stop the transmission by contact to contact with people, whether they know they have it or don't know they have it. Most people wouldn't have it, but it's just common sense,
Sure. I know another concern is the homeless population here in the city, and if you could maybe tell us a little bit about some of the preparations that are being made for that.
Yeah, sure. We've actually been working with John Yuzwinski from Father Bill's, Joe Finn from the state, former city councilor, who's a tremendous expert on these issues, does a lot of work advocating for that community across the state. We're trying to avoid the transmission there and the way the shelters operate, because they get so many people in that they're way too close to one another. So what we are doing and is working with the YMCA, and I thank Paul Gorman and his crew. The Y is obviously closed down right now for the public, so we take some space over there and move a portion of the clients and Father Bill's into that space. Working with Manor Community Health, on monitoring the health issue for these individuals. We'll have a security person there and a police officer, and there'll be staff there from the Y and Father Bill's to make sure, everything is done in a proper manner. So that is moving forward this week. to prevent an outbreak in that population. Because if they have an outbreak in a shelter, whether it's Quincy or somewhere else, then, you know, everybody in that shelter is going to get it because of the close proximity to the way shelters essentially operate. So that's moving forward. Appreciate all the coordination and help of all the agencies with that, for sure.
Any idea about how many folks will be moved over to the Y?
I think about half. So you're probably in the range of 50 to 60, Joe.
Yep. Okay. And that'll be until further notice, I'm guessing, right?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah.
And then I know that initially there was some talk about bringing a testing tent to the city. Part of that $500,000 that was allocated may be put toward that. Is that something that might happen?
Yes, we've been working with Mana Community Health. They have two clinics in Quincy. Certainly been in touch with South Cove Health as well. They have one location in Quincy. And, you know, other agencies. And Manit is requested, and we're working with them. So we are providing the logistics for them to set up an outdoor operation at the West Quantum Street site in the parking lot. And so there'll be a tent set up there, sophisticated tent set up, and restrooms and so forth with it. So what we're trying to do is test people, keep them from going into the clinic and perhaps bringing the virus into the clinic and spreading it to healthy people and the medical staff. So I don't know the criteria by which they're testing over there, but we as a city, because we partner with them, are providing the logistics for it. And then, of course, the medical people handle it from there.
Now, would that just be for Manit patients?
At this point, it's just for Manit patients. I don't know at some point whether they'll coordinate with other medical entities or hospitals. Currently, we as a city, for example, are sending our first responders as a place in Shrewsbury, CVS, to be tested. And now there's a place in Norwood, which is now testing for our first responders and or city personnel that may have gone in contact with people. For example, you know, you have sewer and water people out there working, and they're going into homes and so forth, and they may be exposed at some point. So, you know, having all those protocols in place certainly helps.
Oh, okay. Have any tested positive? Do you know?
We have one police officer and one firefighter that has tested positive.
Really? Okay. I know that, there have been some changes in their response to medical calls in an effort to keep that from spreading.
That's correct. And, you know, there's protocols within the department. Both departments under the chief's design have changed the hours of work and how they're interacting with other members in their shifts. So,
yeah.
You know, taking all the best practices we possibly can.
Is the personal protective equipment adequate in the city, Mayor?
Yes, we've, Ali Sleeman's been chasing that down. He's our coordinator of emergency management and working with the state. So we are getting our allotments. Although, you know, a week or so ago, it was getting a little hairy. We had some people step up, including the Home Depots in Quincy, who donated hundreds of masks to the city. So between police, fire, health department, and Brewster, we distributed those kind of equally. So we're okay right now, and we have ordered the more permanent suits. They won't be in for, you know, two or three more weeks, but both the police, fire, and sewer and water, we have ordered a number of suits for those departments. Those suits can be worn and washed and reworn rather than just the throwaway materials that we've been using. So hopefully we'll never need them, Joe, but we're going to have them in case this thing gets worse.
Great. I know there had been talk initially about possibly reactivating Quincy Medical Center. Is that something that's still being looked at?
Well, it's something that we have, you know, taken up the chain, and we appreciate Rob Hale and Fox Rock offering in any way they can be of assistance. The real challenge is physically getting the place into the condition it would need to be in. And the second piece of that, who's going to staff it?
Right.
The hospitals right now are, you know, challenging keeping up with their staffing. So it's not like there's an abundance of people out there ready to staff. And in fact, you know, in different times, you have floaters around the country that come in and out, but the demand all across the country right now is robust. So, you know, we don't have that ability just to bring in outside medical people to open up, for example, a temporary facility. So unless the major hospitals in the area felt they could do it and make it work, then I don't think it's going to happen until that potentially occurs.
Yeah, the building was essentially mothballed in preparation for demolition. So.
Yeah, so, you know, utilities have been cut off. It's, right. You know, it certainly looks a lot nicer from the outside than it does on the inside.
Yes. Of course, another big part of this whole story, Mayor, is the economic impact. And I know that the city right now is preparing some help through the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Is there an update on that?
Well, we're finalizing all the paperwork on that. There's some work that goes involved in that to make sure that the right people and the process will be fairly simple for them to be eligible. So I think by later this week that we'll be ready for applications. And of course, you know, the federal law and state have made a number of adjustments. So, you know, tenants are not in jeopardy of being evicted right now anyway. But this would allow them to continue to keep up with their rent so they don't fall behind going forward. So, you know, it's you know, waiters and waitresses and dishwashers and perhaps hairdressers and nail salon folks or people that work in that business that, you know, have been shut down for a number of weeks now that really depend on tips and not just on the hourly wage. So we're hoping that the money that was appropriated by the city council, I'm grateful to them for seeing the wisdom in it, will go a long way. So the chamber will be handling that aspect. We've also added some money to the Quincy Community Action, their emergency rental fund for folks that are getting, may get in trouble as well. In addition, we've taken some of that money and we've put that into a number of the food pantries around the city, give them an allotment because they're all under more stress than what they normally would be.
Sure.
So just trying to keep up with it so people don't fall behind or end up in the street over this crisis.
Right. Will there be help, do you know, for the businesses themselves that may help?
Yes, we're actually working with Congressman Lynch, working with our planning department, the Small Business Administration, commonly known as the SBA. You know, Congress approved some pretty good stuff in the package here to help businesses, both large and small. So we're also working with our planning department, the chamber and others, to get the word out to businesses what they could be eligible for and how to certainly approach that and apply for that. So that's ongoing as well. Additionally, you know, this is tax time. The tax bills go out April 1st for the property tax and they're due May 1st. We are extending the period to go to June 1st on payment of the property taxes, trying to give some people a little breathing room to help them sort out some of the challenges here. So we're grateful for that. You know, we also had extended the time period for folks that are paying regular bills at City Hall. So, you know, if somebody was late a day, there'd be a fine attached usually under the law, but we've suspended that as well. So, again, just trying to give people the flexibility they may need to conquer their bills for the next couple of months.
Sure. I know that the obviously the animal shelter is not open for adoptions anymore, but the volunteers there are still caring for the animals. Do you know if they're taking any new animals in right now?
You know, I don't know that off the top of my head, Joe. I haven't talked about that at all this week.
Yeah.
We can check on that one.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find out as well. In the meantime, Mayor, your final advice for folks, I guess, this morning.
Well, I guess that's finished when we started, and that was, you know, please help us to stop the transmission of this. And everyone says, well, it's not me, it's somebody else. But, you know, we're all capable of carrying it. Some of us may be carrying it, not knowing we're carrying it. So the minimum contact we have with others right now is the key to choke this virus out. And that's the trick to it. And that's what people need to do. So encourage people to please, as frustrating as it may be, you know, adhere to the guidelines that have been put out by the state, by the federal government. And let me also say that, you know, I've been on the phone on a regular basis with Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito. They've been phenomenal. Congressman Lynch, almost daily lately, about interpreting the federal stimulus package. You know, we got staff just working on that to make sure our city gets the reimbursement funds that we need and deserve out of that allotment. So there's this whole group working on that piece. He's been phenomenal. You know, Congressman Joe Kennedy, Senator Markey, Senator Warren, they've all checked in and held conferences. We're in constant contact with our colleagues, metro mayors, mass mayors, public health officials, city councilors check in on a regular basis. They've been terrific. School committee checks in on a regular basis, work with the superintendent, try to you know, encourage the use of the enrichment packets in the school side and do what we can to keep, you know, the kids, not necessarily learning new lessons, but keeping their minds engaged in the learning, whole effort of learning. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, of course, the frontline people that are out there every day. We are running, every department's running crews, and we're getting some work done. For example, some work orders in the school department, school buildings, the kids aren't in there. Right. So if there's a carpenter, an electrician in there working on specific work orders, there's nobody around them, why not get some of that stuff done while we have this downtime? So there's a lot happening behind the scenes that people maybe know, not be aware of. So I'm grateful for everybody's stepping up to the plate and doing what they can. You know, we had Home Depot that donated hundreds of masks. A guy by the name of Corey Briggs from Squantum donated a bunch of the personal protection equipment to the health department. Susan Lecter from Squantum, she's part of that sewing group. She's a student. She's been making masks along with a number of other kids toward the effort. I mean, there's just so much good that goes on. And crises bring out, you know, the best in people. And we're seeing that in Quincy, as always.
There's been controversy in some communities about releasing the number of cases and deaths. Is that something that you think will continue in Quincy?
We'll continue to put the numbers out there. I think that should be public record. We're not identifying individuals.
Yeah,
that would
course.
Be a violation of the HIPAA laws. But no, I think we need to do that. And I think we need to tell people that, look, the most of the cases in Quincy, the outbreak related to the Biogen convention.
Mm-hmm.
The second biggest category is really, we have a lot of healthcare providers that live in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
They're nurses, they're technicians, they work in hospital settings, and that community's been hit. So we have a number of those. So it's not like it's out of control wild, the numbers that we're seeing in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
We can trace most of it back to, you know, where it emanated from.
Right.
But having said that, you know, there's still those cases we don't know where they started from. And that's the whole idea of the whole self-isolation / social distancing that we're trying to get people to follow.
Mayor, appreciate your time as always. I hope you and your family and staff are well.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for helping to get the word out, as always.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure. We'll continue to do that. And please call on us if we can do any more.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too, Mayor. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.